Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Time for market analysis now. Friday market activity and market activity from last week under the microscope of Ted Seifried of Zahner Ag Hedge on PBS's Market to Market over the weekend. Ted says we're in a weather market.
Look, it's a weather market, and we're sitting here in the middle of July. This should be when we have that volatility because, you know, our crop hopes and our thoughts and our market thoughts, you know, they hinge on every single forecast we look at. So this is the time of year for that volatility. It's very normal. I'd say last year was the exception where we got hot and dry at the end of the year and we didn't have that big reaction. At least we didn't have that reaction until January and February when the USDA did finally reflect that on their production numbers. I think the market looks at last year and say, hey, we really should have rallied into August and September, October. And so we've got this heightened sense of that this year. So that volatility, I think, is kind of indicative of the overall climate in the time of year. But I don't know if that necessarily means like, hey, we're trying to carve out a bottom here. Again, that's all going to depend on what the weather forecast looks like. I feel like we find something every year, right? And part of me thinks like, okay, you know, we don't have, you know, pictures of terribly drought-stricken crops or you know, super flooded crops. So what are we going to find? And we're going to find some pollination issues, which we find every year, by the way. And part of me is like, wow, okay, maybe this is something that's happening on a much bigger scale. I'm not really sure. I'm very curious to see what happens when I go out on crop tour in about a month and see what I see with my own eyes. But I also find it kind of funny that we are talking about pollination issues, but in the same breath, we're talking about a forecast 2 weeks from now causing pollination problems. Now, I realize it is a big growing area, but on my way here yesterday and today, I mean, every field that I'm driving past is pollinating, and this is in northern Illinois and driving through central Iowa. So 2 weeks from now, are we pollinating corn? No, we'll be done by then, right? So that is the most threatening short-term forecast we've seen since we started this growing season, but is not happening at a time where we're going through the thick of pollination. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's tough to tell. I feel like every year we find something and you wonder if that these pollination issues that you're seeing across social media is just this year's iteration of, oh, here's a problem. The other big one for soybeans would be a trade deal with China. And I say for soybeans because it doesn't feel like China would buy corn unless they absolutely had to. They're not buying corn from Brazil, which is a reflection of what we already thought, and that is the Chinese corn crop is really very good. So, and by the way, I do really feel like the Chinese want to protect their corn relationship with Brazil even more so than the soybean relationship right now because it's a new relationship. So I think if the Chinese were to buy any corn, it would happen from Brazil. That Brazilian second season crop is a lot bigger than what anybody was thinking and what the USDA is currently saying. So a trade deal with China and a ceremonial or a token purchase of a lot of U.S. soybeans would be the next best thing compared to a big supply crunch. But I don't know if that'll happen or not. I mean, the Chinese have not explicitly bought anything for new crop soybeans yet. It's a growing concern. There were rumors earlier in the week that China was around looking for something. We had that flash sale of 120,000 to unknown destinations for new crop that a lot of people are speculating was China. So maybe they're starting to come back. But it's that time of year where we should expect to see that.
So, Ted, what do you expect to see out of the soybean market in days to come?
The weather for soybeans is a little bit different. Obviously, we're not talking about soybeans going through pod set or the most moisture-sensitive time frame for them. And soybeans deal with heat differently than corn does. Soybeans grow very well in tropical areas, so heat's not as big of a problem. The way that we were looking at weather for soybeans was, hey, is this a change in the weather pattern? Is this something where we're going to start seeing these ridges build and stick around with high temps and lack of precipitation into the month of August? More importantly, or to get to the point, is this a repeat of last year? And if this is a repeat of last year, that will significantly cut into soybean production. And therefore, yes, we have a concern about weather for soybeans. So those specific forecasts, I don't think were what the market was terribly concerned about. It's whether those forecasts are indicative of what's to come through the month of August and into September. Honestly, I don't think it is indicative of what's to come. This is something that happens during the summertime where we have these ridges build and then subside and come in and out. But the market is a little bit more nervous about that this week than it was last week.
Ted Seifried, Zahner Ag Hedge, on Market to Market over the weekend. Ted will give us his thoughts on cattle and hogs after we check the weather forecast on Inside Agriculture.